Right now, let's go to Northern California, where people are waking up to the aftermath of yet another huge storm in the north of the state. Deepa, your home in Alameda was caught up in this. How are you guys faring this morning?
We're doing okay, thanks, Jane. Some leaks, some puddles, a lot of damage on the streets. My daughter's school was canceled, but all in all, we're doing okay.
Well, I hope you and so many others there stay safe. Across Northern California, the storm has caused widespread power outages and evacuations. California Governor Gavin Newsom has now declared a state of emergency just days after another storm turned deadly, forcing evacuations and rescues of several stranded motorists. Manola Sakaida is member station CAP Radio's environment and climate change reporter, and she joins us from Sacramento. Manola, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us where you are and what you're seeing today.
Yeah, so I live in the city of Sacramento, and today, you know, it's obviously raining. It's going to keep raining for the rest of the day. Last night, we saw some pretty high winds, over 50 miles per hour in some areas. I think it was 130 miles per hour in Northern California. So pretty windy and rainy night. But we were actually hoping that it wasn't going to be as harsh as it was New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. And at the moment, it seems like that was the case. You know, obviously there has been some damage, but what we were really looking for was a weaker storm. And it seems like, yeah, it didn't exceed that New Year's Eve storm. So that's, you know, one positive.
How many people have lost power or had to leave their homes so far?
Right. So, you know, there have been evacuations all over the state. And, you know, here in Sacramento, I think around 700 homes this morning without power. And then some reports saying around 180,000 homes without power in California as a whole. So that's, you know, obviously been impacting a lot of people. And there are still a lot of flood watch warnings to look out where you're traveling, you know, just looking out for flooded areas.
Sure. So this storm has been described as a bomb cyclone, an atmospheric river. Can you describe for us what those terms actually mean?
Right. So atmospheric rivers in particular are basically streams of concentrated moisture that typically bring with them lots of rain. And, you know, this weather pattern isn't new to California. It's something that has been going on here for a long time. It's just something that I think people are more aware of, especially with terms like atmospheric river to help. And yeah, they're really a part of the way that California gets water into our water supply each year. It's something that we do rely on, even though obviously when it's at an extreme, that can be not as helpful.
We have been following California's drought for some time now. What do the storms mean for the drought?
Right. So they are helpful when it comes to alleviating drought conditions. There's no, you know, storm that can solve the drought. What California really needs during its winter months are continuous storms and not just dumping all this precipitation at once, but, you know, optimally kind of giving us some precipitation here and there continuously throughout the winter. But yes, this storm will help us when it comes to replenishing reservoirs, at least up here in Northern California. And that helps a lot when it comes to drought conditions later in the year, in the summer. That's really what we're looking
for. And you mentioned the precipitation that's coming down all at once. What about all that dry land because of the drought? How is that impacting flooding?
Right, exactly. And I mean, at this point, the soil is pretty, has gotten a lot of moisture, especially because this isn't the first storm in this succession of storms. But when there's a lot of precipitation on dry land, especially in burn scars, so, you know, these areas that have been impacted by wildfires over the summers, that can be, you know, really dangerous and cause, you know, mudslides, flooding, and that's, you know, what we really don't want to see, that big dump.
So what's next? I know there'll be cleanup operations in the coming days, of course, but are more storms expected?
Right. So yes, at the moment we are thinking that there are going to be more storms, but it's still a little bit unclear. You know, what happened over New Year's Eve was something that was really not predicted to be as severe as it was. And now we're seeing a storm that, you know, could have been more severe, but wasn't. So there's a lot of uncertainty. And that's also just part of California's weather.
So much damage from this one. That is CAP Radio's environment and climate change reporter Manola Sakaida joining us from storm-hit Sacramento, the capital. Manola, thanks so much and stay safe.
Thank you. Bye.